For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is on the stump, campaigning for fellow Republicans ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. He held another rally in Montana.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress.
He was campaigning for Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. A very hoarse former Vice President Joe Biden was campaigning for Democrats in Ohio. Biden joked about losing his voice.
I have been in 22 states for 60 candidates, 11 cities in the last 4 days. And the reason I'm telling you that is I wanted to get my voice so I could sound like Sherrod Brown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The October jobs report is out, and it's better than expected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The monthly jobs report for October from the U.S. Labor Department is the last major economic data to come out before Tuesday's congressional elections. The influx of new job seekers in October increasing the proportion of Americans with jobs to its highest level since January 2009, and October marked the 100th consecutive month of hiring, which is a record streak.
Alec Baldwin has been charged with assault and harassment after allegedly hitting a man in an argument over a parking space. Police say Baldwin claimed he had a family member holding the parking space for him at the curb near his Greenwich Village home when another driver pulled up and parked in it. Heated words were exchanged, and then Baldwin allegedly punched the guy in the mouth. The actor was then taken into custody, and the driver went to the hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The State Department has condemned the deadly attacks on buses heading to a Coptic Christian monastery in Upper Egypt. John Clemens has more.
Islamic terrorists ambushed three buses that were carrying Christian pilgrims on their way to a desert monastery south of the capital of Cairo. Lindsay Griffin of Coptic Solidarity tells us these attacks cannot be blamed on foreign terrorism.
The Egyptian government has tried to say that the issue in Egypt is all related to foreign terrorism, because if they can blame these attacks on Coptic Christians on foreign terrorists, then that absolves them from any guilt.
All but one of those killed were members of the same family. I'm John Clemens.
Police responded quickly to a yoga studio in Tallahassee, Florida, where a gunman had opened fire. With more on the story, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
The community of Tallahassee, Florida is mourning the death of at least two people and wounding of five others at a yoga studio. The suspect then killed himself, but Police Chief Michael DeLeo says he's proud of how everyone has rallied together.
But the fact is, if you look at the resiliency, the spirit, the fact that we had people fight this attacker to help save other people and prevent him from doing further harm, really, I think, speaks to the true spirit of Tallahassee.
One victim was shot nine times. Police identified the suspect as 40-year-old Scott Paul Burley, who had a history of arrests for grabbing women. So far, no motive for the shooting has been given. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.